With us today is Larry Kudlow. And Larry, we spoke about this every week for the last 4 or 5 weeks. What do you think?
The president keeps forecasting, keeps predicting that Russia is going to invade. Why he's making these predictions is utterly beyond me.
I am scared, Larry. I am scared that he wants war. And, you know, and we've talked about that. Me and you have talked about that a lot.
Well, look, he is allowing Putin to control this. And that really bothers me. That runs contrary to American interests. And obviously, Biden is not an America first guy. I mean, look, John, Biden should have gotten up. I mean, he should have done this months ago. But what you do is you set a deadline. You say to Putin, and not in one of these phone calls. You do it in a proper diplomatic demarche in writing. You have a March 1st deadline. If your troops do not return to their proper barracks, then we will, as of March 1st, impose strict across the board banking and energy sanctions.
I'm not sure, Larry, we have the right to tell him what to do on his own territory.
Well, look, you can't allow him to invade sovereign states. You can't allow him to dictate who can and cannot go into the Western alliance. I mean, I don't want to see any American troops involved here whatsoever. Don't get me wrong. And I'm not in favor of war. However, in the world of international diplomacy, the Chinese are watching, North Koreans are watching, the Iranians are watching. This all comes in the aftermath of the catastrophic withdrawal of Afghanistan. America looks like a weak sister. Biden is a weak president. And Putin is taking advantage of that. By the way, he's making moves all over Eastern Europe right now. In Belarus, in Georgia, in Moldova. I mean, he's just gotten free rein. No, we can't interpose. I don't want a military. But you've got to say to him, he cannot dictate to the West. And that's why, and you, by the way, you can't just go into these countries and take them over. So that's what, to me, is at stake here. It's a matter of American interest. Look, you know, we let Putin do this scot-free, John. Then China will figure after the Olympics, why can't they take over Taiwan, okay?
Well, they took over Hong Kong.
Right. The Biden people are desperately trying to negotiate a new deal with the rogue state of Iran, which lies, cheats, steals, and sponsors terrorism throughout the Middle East, mostly aimed at Israel, okay? So these other countries are watching how we handle this, and I'm suggesting to you that the lack of deadlines, the lack of clarity, the lack of sanctions has done damage here. Now, how this plays out, I have no idea. Interestingly, John, the markets are shrugging this off. There's no big move in the markets. There's a mild.
And Putin is disappointed that he hasn't gotten the price of oil up to 100, 110 yet.
Yes, well, I'd be careful on that because, first of all, oil has gone up through 90. So you've had a rally, and I think the rally is primarily regarding Ukraine. If Russia, I mean, this is a different point. If Russia decided to impose sanctions on itself, in other words, if Russia says we're not going to put any natural gas out into Europe, all right, that'll drive all energy prices sky high. That would drive the price of oil to $150 and would have grave economic consequences for the United States. And of course, remember, all of that is coming at a point when Biden is waging a jihad against fossil fuels. I mean, look, this week alone, the SEC is now imposing climate regulations on companies. FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, is now imposing climate change and environmental regulations on pipelines. FERC is going to make it so you can't build a new pipeline ever again. The SEC is doing it, and they're trying to get this woman, Sarah Bloom Raskin, onto the Federal Reserve Board as the head of bank supervision. And she herself has said many times in public that she wants to allocate bank capital and bank loans away from fossil fuel companies. So So while the world needs more oil and the world needs more natural gas, literally to survive, Biden is doing everything he can through the regulatory arm in Washington to stop it. Now, to me, that is incredibly stupid. And this, of course, comes in the wake closing down the XL pipeline, but allowing the Nord Stream 2 to reopen. So I don't understand this. I'm baffled by it. It's very bad policy. It's a sign of weakness. And I might add also, you know, look, you had a very bad inflation, another bad inflation number this week. Import prices were up 11% year on year. That follows wholesale prices were up 10% year on year. And consumer prices last week were up 7.5%. My point is, the momentum shows clearly that inflation is on the rise. And whatever the Federal Reserve decides to do, at a certain point in time, the increase in inflation, which taxes middle and lower income people very badly, they lose real incomes. This is to the detriment of the American economy. And so this is another tremendous mistake on Biden. They still want to spend more money. I mean, can you imagine this week they're now putting up, let's have another $30 billion for COVID. Let me just tell you this. They put up, in round numbers, about $6 trillion in emergency spending. Of that sum, $800 billion has not ever even been used. And they're coming back now with $30 billion more for COVID, $350 billion more for a stupid so-called China Competes bill, which is all about corporate welfare and picking winners and losers and industrial policy. In other words, the spending proposals continue, and that is the single biggest contributor to inflation. And even Democrat economists are coming out and saying, in fact, one Democrat economist said this week that, you know, a lot of the supply chain problems come from the simple fact that we've had overstimulation of consumer demand, and that no time could we meet that demand. There's been so much excessive stimulus in the economy, and Biden will not deal with that either. So we will see how this plays out. All I can say is I just don't see anything good on the horizon except for this, except for this. Biden's polls continue to plunge. So I'm convinced that the good sense of the American people, to use your phrase, John, the good common sense of the American people are rejecting big government socialism. The cavalry is on the way. Biden's program is being stymied, and there's going to be a clean GOP sweep come November.
Larry Kudlow, thank you so much for everything you do for our country. God bless you.
Thank you, John.